covering the wooden part would be fastened with bolts or nails of some kind so it wouldn't come off.
Did you ever see on when the horse is hitched to a wagon, the things that the traces hook onto?
The traces, they were fastened to a collar on a horse or mule and came back to what was called the single tree. The single tree was approximately the same width, a little less, just long enough to fit between the two tongues, and shafts. And there was a single tree at the back, just beyond the seat of the driver, fastened in the middle with a pivot so it could turn as a horse or mule trying to go around a corner.
What about when you had two horses?
How many?
When you had two horses, you'd have...
Well, most of them did use two horses or two mules. Each one had a separate single tree.
And then what would hold the two single trees together would be the...
A cross member there. I don't know what they called it now. But they were pivoted on that. Big bolts would go through the single tree and through this, which was fastened securely to the shafts for a single one, or to this member that went across, which was centered by the tongue. The one tongue that went out. Oh, they call the one for single animals shafts on each side, and the tongue was for two animals.
Did you ever hear of a double tree or?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about now. If the animal was the only one drawing the vehicle, the traces. Wait a minute now. Is that the side straps? What do they call them? Were fastened to a single tree, which would turn as needed. And for a two-team outfit, there were two single trees, each one about half the length, double trees rather, about half the length of a single tree, so that they could move independently as a horse went around a corner or whatnot.
Say, if there was a log across the road, you'd say I tied a chain to it and I wad it out of the way.
A log across the road?
Yeah, say if there was a log blocking the road. You'd say, I tied a chain to it, and I...
Oh, sometimes they dragged logs for something. I don't know what that was. Something I never saw.
Well, talking about doing that, you'd say, they have what that log out of the road. They have... If they did that, how would you say that? They have...
They pull the log out of the way?
We're talking about dragging it. You'd say they have...
Well, there were some things they called a drag. What they did with them, I don't know. But I know they had them. I've heard of them, but I don't know what the function of them was.
Say if a... What would you say someone was doing if he was filling up his wagon at the wood lot and then driving back to his house and unloading it, driving back again and filling it up? What would you say he was doing?
Don't know about that.
Well, if someone had a load of wood in his wagon and was driving somewhere, you'd say that he was...
Well, he would just be delivering a load of wood.
We say he was hauling wood or drawing wood or carting...
Cordwood. Cordwood. Or else stove wood. Cordwood was a pretty uniform length. And so a stove would, so it could fit into the firebox on the stove. They were quite different.